This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Cruise season is on in Alaska. Ship shops on land count on business from passengers when ships dock. Cruise lines hire so-called port lecturers to give tips on where to go. At their best, they connect tourists with good local spots. But some port lecturers are accused of misleading passengers and smearing small businesses. Alaska Public Media's Alexandria Gutierrez reports.
Just about every other store in Juneau Shopping District sells jewelry. But a sign on one storefront stands out. Don't see us on your shopping map? We'd rather not give your cruise ship a kickback.
We put up that sign is because a lot of people were unaware of the gimmicks that was going on the cruise lines.
Jay runs a store, and he won't let me use his real name out of fear of getting blackballed. He used to pay $25,000 plus 10% of sales to be part of the cruise shopping programs. But customers were still steered to chains with stronger ties to the industry, so he stopped paying. Then Jay started hearing this from passengers.
We were told to only go to certain stores because the other stores are people who sometimes don't sell the real stuff and we are not responsible for it and stuff like that. So that's like a scare factor.
These kinds of complaints got so bad that the state of Alaska started investigating the companies who hire the port lecturers and pay the cruise lines to have them on board. Ed Sniffen handles consumer protection for the state, and he says it wasn't just local businesses who were upset. Passengers were also saying they'd been ripped off.
Hey, I bought this diamond at this shop, and I paid $20,000 for it. When I got it back home and had it appraised, it was really only worth $5,000, you know, some of those kinds of things.
Port lecturers operate on cruises around the world, but Alaska is the first place to crack down on these companies. This spring, the state agreed to a $200,000 settlement with them. It started requiring port lecturers to disclose that they didn't work for the cruise lines and that what they were doing was a type of advertising.
Good morning, everyone.
Before Cindy Dollar gets off her cruise ship, she's given a shopping map, a bunch of coupons, and a tote bag for her haul. She says there's serious pressure to spend.
Yeah, it's a constant kind of, I mean, if you let yourself, you can be barraged with the whole shopping experience on the ship. I plan to bring back a few souvenirs for family and my pet sitter.
She thinks a local gift shop will do just the trick. In Juneau, I'm Alexander Gutierrez for Marketplace.